It's time for Bookmark, the book review show on WPSU. Aaron Cassidy Hendrick reviews a book of fictional short stories, loosely based on State College, Pennsylvania.
The tagline of Gregory Miller's The Uncanny Valley, Tales from a Lost Town, is simple and succinct. 33 tales, 33 tellers, one lost town. While the book is fiction, it opens with a prologue that describes the seemingly realistic premise of the book. An imagined Central Pennsylvania NPR affiliate, not unlike WPSU, is holding a contest for residents to describe their towns. The station receives an overwhelming 12,000 submissions. But 33 of those submissions stand out amongst the predictable holiday and festival stories. That's because they're written by the residents of a small town in western Pennsylvania called Uncanny Valley. But Uncanny Valley doesn't exist. Each vignette, ranging from a few paragraphs to a few pages, is credited to a different townsperson. Some of them are written by school-age children, and others by middle-aged professionals or parents. Miller does a good job of subtly changing his prose to match the author's persona. Several stories even contain spelling and grammatical errors. But what's striking about the submissions is that most seem quite out of the ordinary for a sleepy little town. Some stories simply recount tales of peculiar residents or strange anecdotes. But as you continue through the book, you delve into many stories with ghastly happenstances. Most end up involving ghost sightings or paranormal whisperings. My favorite is the tale of a ghost dog that protects a family. The story is called My Flower, and is credited to a 14-year-old girl, Rachel Greger. It starts out simply enough, with Rachel describing her dog named Flower. But as the story continues, you find out he's invisible, and only Rachel can see him. Imaginary friend, right? That's what I thought. But as the story continues, you find out the dog is actually a supernatural creature that exists to protect the Greger family from generation to generation. Unfortunately for a bully named Jason at Rachel's school, Flower takes that job very seriously. The story ends with Rachel saying, "Some people think I'm crazy for talking to an imaginary dog, so I've learned not to speak to Flower when others are around. But I know he's not imaginary. So do my parents." And from the look on Jason's face right before he died, he knew it too. Sure, Flower may be a curse, but not to me. When I was finished with the book, Uncanny Valley seemed to me like the town of Sunnydale from the TV show Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Lots of strange and sinister events, but the townspeople never make the sweeping realization that their beloved town is plagued. Some of the tales overlap in slight ways, but never directly intersect. The stories begin to build upon each other as you near the end. And if you're like me, you'll find yourself wondering what exactly is going to happen to this strange little town. This would be an excellent book for an elementary or middle school student. Short, easy-to-read stories with lots of quirky twists lurking near the end. But I think anyone would enjoy visiting Uncanny Valley through these stories.
That book is Uncanny Valley, Tales from a Lost Town, by Gregory Miller. The book is published by West Arcadia Press. Miller is originally from State College. Reviewer Aaron Cassidy Hendrick is an associate producer at WPSU-FM. Have you read a good book lately? Tell us about it on our website at wpsu.org/bookmark. Join us next week at this time for WPSU's This I Believe. I'm Emily Reddy.